People may be aware of two coronavirus publications being delivered to Norfolk residents from Norfolk County Council. One is a letter informing us how we can protect ourselves and others from coronavirus. The other is a guide on keeping ourselves and others safe. The following is a recording of the important information found in these documents.
The following is a letter to all residents in Norfolk from Dr. Louise Smith, the Director of Public Health at Norfolk County Council, and Councillor Andrew Proctor, leader of Norfolk County Council and chair of the Norfolk COVID-19 Engagement Board, and it's dated August 2020. Dear Norfolk resident, coronavirus is still with us and we must all play our part to protect ourselves, protect others and protect Norfolk. First of all, we'd like to take this opportunity to say thank you for playing your part in protecting our community. Over the last 4 months, residents of Norfolk have made huge sacrifices to help to stop the spread of coronavirus. Staying home and socially distancing has not been easy, and we are grateful for your efforts. Sadly, many Norfolk residents have already lost their lives to this virus, and our thoughts go out to you if you have lost members of your family or friends. As lockdown eases, we must remember that coronavirus is still with us. It is important that we continue to keep ourselves and others safe from infection and work together to prevent further outbreaks. Together with the NHS and Public Health England, we have produced the following recorded leaflet. It's full of information about how to protect yourselves and others and how to stop the spread of coronavirus in Norfolk. Keeping our communities safe. The best way to stay safe is for all of us to continue doing all the things that we have been doing so far to help to stop the virus spreading. Washing our hands regularly with soap and water, keeping a safe distance from others and avoiding crowds, using tissues or elbows to catch coughs and sneezes, and using a face covering where appropriate. Everyone who has symptoms can get a test. We can only safely come out of lockdown if we know where the virus is in Norfolk. If you or a member of your household have any of the following symptoms, high temperature, continuous cough, loss of sense of smell and or taste, it is important that you isolate at home and get a test straight away. To book a test, call 119 or visit the website nhs.uk/coronavirus. If you need support whilst isolating at home, please call 0344 800 8020. We hope that this letter makes it clear how we can all help to stop the spread of the virus. We can assure you that the Norfolk Outbreak Control Team is working hard with other organisations to keep you safe. They will be monitoring the situation closely so that, where there are cases, we can prevent the spread of coronavirus. So far, we have coped well as a county, so let's continue working hard together to keep our communities, our families and our friends safe and well. Thank you again for helping to keep Norfolk safe.
The following is a recorded version of the Norfolk County Council leaflet entitled Help Prevent the Spread of Coronavirus, Your Guide to Keeping Yourselves and Others Safe. Please keep the paper version of this leaflet in a safe place. Advisory information is accurate on the day of printing, the 3rd of August 2020. Guidance can change at any time. To stay up to date, visit websites norfolk.gov.uk/coronavirus and gov.uk/coronavirus. Coronavirus can be very easily spread from person to person. The best way to prevent infections being spread and to avoid the need for local lockdowns is to isolate as soon as you notice symptoms and to get a test. Symptoms can include high temperature, continuous cough, change to or loss of sense of smell or taste. Let's keep protecting ourselves. Clean our hands, Use tissues to catch sneezes and coughs. Keep surfaces or touch points clean. Cover our noses and mouths where appropriate. Isolate if we have symptoms or have come into contact with somebody who has tested positive. Keep our distance from others. Reduce hand-to-face contact. And carry hand sanitizer and tissues with us whenever we go out. The NHS test and trace system is necessary to catch any possible outbreaks as we slowly come out of lockdown. It will only work if everyone does their bit. What to do if you have symptoms? 1. Start isolating at home, and those in your household will need to isolate too. Advice to remember: if you are isolating, you should not leave your home for any reason except to go for a test if you need one, have any visitors to your home, use public transport, or share towels, clothes, toothbrushes, or razors. If you run short of food or medical provisions or need support while you're self-isolating, help is available. Please call 0344 800 8020. That's 0344 800 8020. 2. Book a test on the website nhs.uk/coronavirus or call 119. Getting a test is easy and it's free for everyone who has symptoms. You need to book to go to a drive-through test centre or order a home testing kit. It doesn't take long, and you should get your results within 48 hours. The whole household needs to isolate while you wait for the result. If you have a positive result, you will need to continue to isolate for 10 days. Your household needs to isolate for 14 days. And if anyone else in the household develops symptoms, they should book a test. If you have a negative result, you do not need to isolate, as long as you feel well and everyone in your house or bubble who has symptoms also tests negative. What to do if you've been in contact with someone who tests positive? 1. You will be alerted by NHS Test and Trace. 2. You must isolate for 14 days after close contact. You should not leave your home for any reason except to go for a test if you need one, have any visitors to your home, use public transport, or share towels, clothes, toothbrushes, or razors. 3. If you develop symptoms, book a test on the website nhs.uk/coronavirus or call 119. The household needs to isolate whilst waiting for the result. Getting a test is easy. It's free for everyone who has symptoms. You need to book to go to a drive-through test centre or order a home testing kit. It doesn't take long, and you should get your result within 48 hours. If you have a positive result, you begin a new 10-day isolation, and the household completes 14 days of isolation. If you have a negative result, you complete 14 days of isolation and the household stops isolating immediately. For more information, go to the website norfolk.gov.uk/coronavirus. Remember, anyone with symptoms can book a test by calling 119.
And that brings us to the end of Norfolk County Council's special Test and Trace coronavirus letter and leaflet. They were read by Sarah Lusher and David Potten, recorded by Tim Edwards, and edited for reading by Sarah Houghton, all of Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking newspaper.